Imagine making the same relationship mistakes over and over, despite your best intentions. You're drawn to critical partners who remind you of your parents. You sacrifice your needs for others, drowning in guilt whenever you prioritize yourself. These aren't random behaviors. They're life traps, deeply ingrained patterns that begin in childhood and silently direct your adult life. Psychologists Jeffrey Young and Janet Klosko revolutionized therapy with this concept, showing how our most painful life patterns stem from core beliefs formed during our earliest years. Their approach doesn't just treat symptoms, but addresses the root causes of self-defeating behaviors. These invisible prisons shape how we think, feel, and relate to others, often without our awareness. Even those with outward success may feel deeply unsatisfied because of these hidden patterns. The most baffling aspect? We unconsciously recreate the very situations that wounded us as children, perpetuating our own suffering in a phenomenon Freud called repetition compulsion. Our emotional needs fall into six fundamental categories, and when these needs aren't met in childhood, specific life traps develop. The abandonment life trap creates a persistent fear that loved ones will leave you, leading to clingy behavior or emotional isolation. With mistrust and abuse, you expect others to hurt or take advantage of you, either building walls of suspicion or repeatedly entering harmful relationships. Emotional deprivation makes you believe your need for love will never be adequately met, while social exclusion creates feelings of fundamental difference from others. The dependence life trap makes you feel incapable without substantial help, whereas vulnerability generates constant fear of impending disasters. Defectiveness makes you feel inwardly flawed and unlovable, while the failure life trap convinces you of your inadequacy. With subjugation, you sacrifice your needs to please others, while unrelenting standards drive you to meet impossibly high expectations. Finally, the entitlement life trap makes you feel special and exempt from normal limits.
Why do these patterns persist despite causing so much pain? Life traps survive through three powerful mechanisms. First, they feel fundamentally true, not like opinions, but like absolute reality. Second, they're self-perpetuating. The beliefs create behaviors that generate evidence supporting the original belief. Third, they operate through three distinct coping styles: surrender, accepting and reinforcing the life trap; escape, avoiding situations that trigger the life trap; or counterattack, behaving as if the opposite is true. Consider Patrick, whose abandonment life trap draws him repeatedly to unfaithful partners. His desire intensifies when his wife threatens to leave, recreating the familiar uncertainty he experienced with his absent father and alcoholic mother. Each coping style carries consequences. Surrenderers perpetuate their pain, escapers remain stuck without growth, and counterattackers maintain fragile facades that eventually collapse. These patterns develop through the interaction of our inborn temperament and our environment, particularly family dynamics that fail to meet core emotional needs.
Changing life traps requires both emotional courage and disciplined practice. First, identify your patterns through self-reflection and questionnaires. Naming your prison is the first step toward freedom. Second, understand childhood origins by reconnecting with your wounded inner child through imagery exercises. Close your eyes, let memories surface, and notice what emotions arise. Third, build a case against your life trap by listing evidence for and against it. Is your belief that I'm fundamentally unlovable actually true, or is it conditioning from childhood criticism? Fourth, write letters, even unsent ones, to those who caused your life trap, giving voice to suppressed feelings. Fifth, examine your current patterns in detail. How do they manifest in your relationships, work, and self-care? Finally, practice pattern breaking by choosing specific behaviors to change. Danielle's work on her abandonment life trap illustrates this process. After identifying how abandonment themes played out with her boyfriend Robert, she connected with childhood memories of her alcoholic mother's neglect. She created evidence lists showing her fears were often self-fulfilling prophecies and wrote a cathartic letter expressing her childhood suffering. Most importantly, she practiced giving Robert space instead of calling immediately when feeling abandoned.
Several barriers can block progress in overcoming life traps. Many people instinctively defend themselves by blaming others or overcompensating through workaholic tendencies or perfectionism. True growth begins when you can say, "I contributed to this problem," and identify your specific role. Others develop sophisticated escape mechanisms, from excessive shopping to substance abuse to intellectual rationalization, that prevent them from confronting emotional pain. Recovery requires gradually facing uncomfortable feelings while developing healthier coping skills. The gap between intellectual understanding and emotional reality presents another challenge. You might logically know your fear is excessive while still experiencing panic. Bridge this gap through experiential learning, role-playing, guided imagery, and gradually testing your beliefs in real situations. Random efforts at change typically fail. Successful transformation requires a structured plan with specific goals and measurement methods. Set aside daily time for focused work, maintain written records, and regularly review your progress. Remember that life traps are complex systems of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that reinforce each other. Addressing just one aspect rarely creates lasting change. Relationship life traps create particularly painful cycles. The abandonment life trap generates overwhelming anxiety, profound grief, and explosive anger when triggered. It typically originates pre-verbally in early childhood, giving it tremendous emotional force that logic can't easily counter. Those with this life trap paradoxically attract partners who present some hope for stability but not complete certainty, typically people who are already involved elsewhere, maintain inconsistent availability, or demonstrate clear ambivalence. This creates a self-fulfilling prophecy where abandonment fears actually attract potentially abandoning partners. Healing requires carefully monitoring your feelings, learning to recognize specific triggers, and gradually developing comfort with solitude. Despite strong chemistry, it's essential to avoid getting involved with uncommitted partners. The emotional deprivation life trap manifests as a profound inner emptiness, a persistent sense of bone-deep loneliness. People either completely avoid intimate relationships or repeatedly choose partners who recreate childhood deprivation patterns. Recovery involves developing awareness of specific deprivation patterns, avoiding emotionally cold partners despite strong attraction, giving warm partners a genuine chance, learning to ask directly for emotional needs, and gradually sharing vulnerability in safe relationships. The ultimate goal isn't just eliminating life traps, but discovering who you truly are beneath these patterns. Creating a personal vision requires identifying activities that inherently fulfill you, whether creative pursuits, intellectual challenges, or leadership roles. Many people learn from childhood to disregard these natural inclinations for others' expectations. Examine your relationship patterns to determine what connections you genuinely desire: intellectual stimulation, emotional depth, or shared values. Find your optimal balance of independence and connection, which varies among individuals. Develop self-assertion by expressing needs and setting boundaries. Balance personal fulfillment with connection to something greater through mentoring or community involvement. Approach change with what Jung calls empathic self-confrontation, showing compassion for yourself while pushing toward growth. This acknowledges both your struggles and capacity for change. The journey out of life traps is ultimately a journey toward authenticity, discovering your true nature beneath years of conditioning. With persistence and the right tools, you can create a life aligned with your deepest values, moving from mere survival to genuine thriving.